SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
As the global race for renewables ramps up, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has unveiled an ambitious new scheme that he says would better harness Australia's natural advantages. He says if Australia misses this opportunity to boost its economic security through becoming a clean energy superpower, it will not get another.
We have unlimited potential, but we do not have unlimited time. If we don't seize this moment, it will pass. If we don't take this chance, we won't get another. If we don't act to shape the future will shape us.
The Prime Minister says his proposed Future Made in Australia Act will seek to revitalise local manufacturing as well as increase control over the nation's resources and critical minerals. Mr. Albanese says the Act will also merge existing government programs such as the $1 billion investment into solar panel manufacturing, the $2 billion commitment to hydrogen production, and the $15 billion National Reconstruction Fund under the one banner. He has compared the initiative to the Inflation Reduction Act in the United States, saying the Australian version would use taxpayer-funded incentives to help attract international investment.
Obviously, Australia cannot go dollar for dollar with the United States Inflation Reduction Act. But this is not an auction, it's a competition. Part of the objective here is about Australia presenting potential investors with a clear path to investing in Australia, in Queensland, in hydrogen, in green metals, and in advanced manufacturing.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton says he doesn't believe the government will be able to deliver on this commitment.
When I hear about him talking on Made in Australia, I hear the same message that he gave to the Australian people on delivering a $275 cut to your power bill. It's just not going to happen. He's promising Australia-made solar panels. It's not going to happen because this Prime Minister is driving up every input cost and Australian manufacturing is going broke. Australian manufacturing is failing 300% greater under the Albanese government than it did under the Morrison government.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden says he's considering a request from Australia to drop efforts to prosecute WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in a brief exchange with reporters. Mr. Assange is fighting extradition to the US, where he faces 17 espionage charges and one charge of computer misuse over his publication of classified documents almost 15 years ago, which included footage of potential US war crimes in Iraq. While President Biden's comment did not show a significant shift, Mr. Albanese told ABC News that it's encouraging to hear the US is open to reevaluating its position.
Well, this is an encouraging comment from President Biden. It's a complex issue there, the Department of Justice that has responsibility here and the separation of powers that exists between the political wing, if you like, and the judiciary. So we have engaged very much diplomatically at all levels, though, including at the highest level of government.
The Prime Minister says there's nothing to be gained by Mr. Assange's continued incarceration. The 52-year-old Australian has been held in Belmarsh Maximum Security Prison in the UK since April 2019 as he awaits the outcome of his legal challenges to the US extradition. Independent federal MP Andrew Wilkie, who was among a delegation of MPs who previously travelled to Washington to urge politicians against prosecuting Mr. Assange, says he hopes the brief comment from Mr. Biden indicates a shift in US policy.
I don't know if it was how considered a comment it was, or if it was a considered comment. But, you know, I would hope that of all people, the US president is always uttering thoughtful words. So, you know, I'll put my faith in Joe Biden at this point in time. I'll accept that it was a thoughtful comment. I will accept that it does signal that the US is prepared to at least listen to Australia at this point in time. And just listening is a significant turn of events.
Sam Dover, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.